From the mean streets of Essex, England, broadcasting around the world, this is Whatcast.
This is Whatcast. I'm here, Matt, and I am with Retro Lee RL today.
Old Lee.
Yeah, old Lee. Retro Lee.
The mean streets of old Lee.
The mean streets of old Lee, yeah.
Could we spell that differently?
I've got egg of Easter here, so if you can hear me eating, I've got a Yorkie raisin and biscuit egg of Easter in me. It's only AM. We're actually recording today, the day it's going out, Easter Sunday, in the morning. That's how dedicated we are to get our show out. Yeah. Everyone knows we're so religious on this show. Whatever they do at church.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
world. People sing because I'm eating.
In his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Ready? Second verse. He's got everybody in his hands.
Yeah. That's a globe then. I could put a flat earth in one hand.
Yeah, you could go like that with flat earth.
The Bible says it's flat. Anyway, this week we are doing Polybius. Is that how you say it, Lee?
Yeah, Polybius.
Polybius, yeah. The old retro game machine from the 80s, allegedly. Now, this was given to me. This topic was given to me in the chat on Patreon. A couple of people mentioned it in the chat room on there. And I thought that sounds like a different sort of topic. We ain't done something like that for a while.
So it was actually quite enjoyable. Like when I was doing my 10 minutes of research,
which was about 10 minutes ago. Yeah. For you, I done all mine on Thursday.
I was going to do mine last night, but I decided to watch Top Gun Maverick, and I was like,
"Yeah, your priorities right." A podcast in the morning. Yeah. Top Gun research.
The thing is, right? This is my Sunday morning. I always get up. I set my alarm for 7, and I get up at 7, and I get up, do my smoothie, put the YouTube on, and do some research.
Chuba, yo, come on,
Chuba, you.
So,
we're
going to be getting into this topic very shortly because we know we ain't going to it in 3 minutes and I still ain't talking about it and all that shit from people. Right? Also, we recorded last Sunday.
Yeah.
Me and Lee recorded a Patreon special that's going out on the 14th of April. So, I'm struggling because I'm eating an egg of Easter. I don't want to gob the chocolate everywhere.
Yeah.
On the Royal Family Conspiracies. And I really enjoyed that show. You know, sometimes you do a show and you think, fuck me, like, what can we talk about? We've got to keep this subject going.
Yeah.
Well, 2 hours just flew by doing that because we had so many conspiracies throughout the year and just ripped the piss out of all of them. And it's always like the best kind of Whatcast when we can do that. So for those asking, the next show on Patreon is that one. The Royal Family Conspiracy, that is the 14th, the next deep dive, that is. But today, we're going to be doing the strange but true history of Easter. And that's going to be an after show off of this show today, and that's going to be going straight onto Patreon today. So as soon as you've finished this show, you'll be able to jump over there and get the rest of the show, or the after show, whatever you want to call it. The strange but true history of Easter. There's some about 5 or 10... something like that, different things about the conspiracies of Easter in the past. So we'll rip the piss out of that on Patreon after this. Patreon.com/Whatcast for that one. If you're already on there, you ain't got to worry about subscribing and where is it and all this shit. You're already on there. I wonder when you jump off and go back on there again. I don't know why you do that. Just down there. Right. Also, I've got to mention, I've got a raisin and biscuit Yorkie egg here, and the raisins are sticking in my teeth here. I've also got to mention Daily What. I've been doing the Daily What. I've seen the subscribers jumping up, the numbers jumping up. Thank you for your support on there. Finally, giving the Daily What a decent run without stop starting it. If you like the rants and stuff on this show, almost like a hate of the week, or just random drivel, or if there's a big news story that's just broken, I'll get on there and talk about it. Like Prince Harry, the other day I did a show on Prince Harry and P. Diddy. which is a ridiculous name for anybody. And so's P. Diddy. Prince Harry's a stupid name. Anyway, go on there and do the Daily What. I'll put the link in the show notes of the bottom of this show for those of you that's still struggling to find it. Yeah, I don't know where it is. It's on Spotify, the same place as this one is. Just write Daily What rather than Whatcast. It ain't rocket science, is it? To go find the Daily What. Right. Also, Lee here. Had a bit of an argument with Nathan, you know, Nathan, the flat earth Nathan.
Yeah.
Did you, Lee just walked away in the end because he couldn't stand it. It sort of went a bit like this. Nathan Oakley got pissed off that we keep using his sound clips on here. Lee can't even speak when he tries to copy Nathan. And this is Nathan's response.
Is gas going down? Go boom, boom.
Das go bam bam boom boom.
Doesn't go down. Are you dumb?
There you go. And I had to cut it at that point. It was getting too violent. So can you reply to him that? You can reply live on the show, Lee. He'll ask the question again.
Is gas going down? Go boom boom.
Das go down boom.
It's even worse.
Doesn't go down. Are you dumb?
There you go.
Right. Oh, brilliant.
So that was Nathan. So should we get into this topic then? Oh, also, I've got something else a little bit after this topic that we can't really... to pre-warn you, Lee, everyone that's listening will know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Mm.
But there's a massive rise in cancer rates of the under 40s.
Yeah.
And they've put it down to something else. And I'm going to get into that. Remind me to do that at the end of this topic, right?
Yeah.
So let's
we can probably all guess what that is.
Well, we can guess what it really is, but with the strange things that they're saying it is, which is quite comical. Right, so let's get on to this. I've got a screen share here then. Should I do the window or just do the window?
To the wall.
I don't know what that means. What are you doing?
Bit of usher. All right. To the window, to the wall.
So I don't know that song. Is it retro? The same as this. Well, what is this down here? It's almost like trying to advertise something here. So this is the government's mind controlling arcade game. So this is the Twisted Tale of Polybius, the world's most dangerous video game. So do you remember, did you ever used to go to the Ender South back in the day and play on the arcades and shit?
Yeah, all the time. Loved it.
What was your favourites down there?
It was either Outrun.
Oh god!
Where you sit? You want to sit in the actual thing? Mm. Or no, I had a couple of favourites. So Outrun. I had that football game. Do you remember? It was a really good football game. And
looks terrible now, but was brilliant at the time.
Yeah, you always thought, I wish they had this on Sega or something like that, or Nintendo. But it never ever. I don't think it ever came out on Nintendo or Sega. Time Crisis. Love Time Crisis because it felt like you was holding a real gun in your hand and when you're shooting because you had the vibration on the gun. Love them games. I love arcades now. I could spend so much money in arcades because I actually love gaming.
What, 2P Push?
2P Push is legendary, mate. Love it. Because you feel like you're getting a shitload of money, but you're not. You're just getting coppers. Not the police.
Saying the police turn up. I'm trying to get this as a screen.
But this game, I can't remember it at all. I can remember the version that they put that's very similar to it called Tempest. But the thing is, actually, Polybius means a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't remember Tempest either.
Yeah, I remember Tempest.
But they've just shown a non-descript video cabinet there of Polybius, but apparently one did exist. It was unearthed in 1998, and that's where all of this stuff started about the legend of Polybius from 1981, I think it was, wasn't it, in Pennsylvania? Portland, Oregon.
Well, it started at 1988, but there's no actual evidence. There's no actual, between 98 and 2000, there's no real mention of it. No one ever mentioned it between that. It only started with about the year 2000 that it started to get a mention again.
Yeah, that's right.
And I get the dates for you that they actually got mentioned.
They'll all be in this. I'll just read through this.
Yeah.
Did you ever play a knife?
No, mate.
No, I never heard of it.
But the thing is, Wikipedia amended their page 3 times.
When you say Wikipedia amended their page, you mean someone went in and amended the page?
I don't know, but apparently, so Wikipedia, so let me just get to my wiki bit, because a lot of people read from wiki. So Feb 25th, 2005, the Polybius page on wiki was created, yeah?
Right.
November, no, so, and then it got amended to November 30th, 2004, and it basically said it's an arcade hoax. And then the 29th of February 2004, Wiki mentioned it, a fictitious game on contemporary folklore related to the game Tempest.
So was Tempest an evil game then?
Well, apparently Polybius was a game.
Well, hang on. We're getting jumping way ahead. I've just realised what we're doing here. So people that are not familiar with this, so, Lee, can you just explain, because it's one of your favourite topics, quickly, what was MK Ultra that the government did? Because this is a real thing that people call a conspiracy theory. So just quickly describe what MK Ultra was.
So MK Ultra is a mind control like theory, basically. Well, it weren't a theory, it's a real thing. That apparently the Nazis created first, or the Soviets, then the US took it on for mind control, because the Soviets had their own sort of like mind control thing going on. So it was all to do with controlling the minds of the youth of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. But when was MK Ultra? Was that in the 80s then?
So at first it was actually in like the 50s and 60s. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And then, got taken over by the CIA, and they started to use it in the 80s.
So the suggestion is that this Polybius arcade game was a way that the government had put a few arcades in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
They'd put a few games into some arcades, and it was making kids that was playing it ill. Mm. And controlling their mind and all this sort of stuff. Let's see why this has become like a thing. So this was a way. The accusation is, the conspiracy is, MK Ultra, they did all that. We've all admitted this. So there's a way to get to the younger people, and that's through arcade games, because that's what they was into at the time. So we're going to try putting this in there. And there's some ridiculous claims made about this, but we'll go through them. So it says here. In a suburban arcade near Portland, Oregon, in 1981, a dull digital glow bounced. I'm just reading an article. This isn't me talking bollocks, right? A dull digital glow bounced off the faces of teenagers. Bollocks. Yeah, this is me doing a poem.
Got it.
Tiny lines and dots danced or exploded with high-pitched beeps. It sounds like one of those like tennis on the old game with the two bats and the dot.
Mate, I love that game. That was so good.
They were addictive, weren't they?
Yeah, you had the little controller where you can turn in circles like that, going around in circles.
Right, yeah.
Not the decathlon one where it barely moved.
Yeah. Wank training.
They had their theories. They was teaching people to wank.
That's right.
We've got to bring the birth rate down. Got to bring the birth rate down. Tell people to wank instead.
And the round one was teaching people how to do, give women, you know.
What? Give them what? What was he doing? What was it?
Fingers.
Oh, right. Okay. Polybius drew the longest lines, apparently, in these arcades in Portland, Oregon. Gamers who tried it couldn't stop playing. Well, they could, couldn't they? Otherwise, the line would never go down, would it?
Yeah.
Now, if you get to the front of the line and you can never stop playing, you'd still be on it now. And everyone in the queue would be dead. Or a skeleton.
Mm.
Waiting for you to get off of
Or with a Zimmer frame.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was alive in 1981 and I haven't got a Zimmer frame. So. There were nauseous stress.
How old was?
Huh?
Depends how old you was.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any babies in the cot, like in a pram, waiting to get on. Yeah. And some I'll get on, I'll be 16, so I might as well join the queue now. Others had, they were nauseous, stressed, and had horrific nightmares. They began acting oddly, all of these people that couldn't stop playing, apparently. Others had seizures or attempted suicide. I don't know. When people say attempted suicide, I think if I ever wanted to commit suicide, I'd be successful.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. I wouldn't ever fuck it up. I probably would because I fuck a lot of things up.
Yeah, you can't even say gas go down, go boom, boom.
Gas go down, down, boom, boom.
It doesn't go down! Are you dumb?
Many felt unable to control their own thoughts. It was only later that they recalled how Polybius was serviced more often than other games. Now, this is the most ridiculous claim I've heard of this. Mm. Men in black suits.
Yeah.
Opened the machine every week, recorded its data and left with no interest in its coins. Why charge for it at all then?
What? I know. Why do the men in black always turn up to things like this? It's like every description, it was probably an overweight man whose daily routine was to go and empty the fucking arcade machine.
Yeah, it was like a scruffy, smelly cunt with his ass crack hanging out doing the machines. Yeah. And when he turned up, like, he hadn't been to the dentist for 60 years and everyone called him the man with plaque. So yeah. Everyone just thought they were saying men in black, but they weren't. They was talking about his fucking rotten tooth left in his face that had 15 inches of plaque on it. And he was the one that was emptying this machine, but he wasn't getting the data. He was too stupid to take the money. He couldn't find where it was. It was the same guy that does the 2p push machine.
Yeah.
I know when people try and knock it, to knock the 2p's off the end.
Do you know, I've got visions of the guy who comes and changes the lady bins in the toilets every week. He looks like that.
You know, like, so speaking of toilets, like, blokes' toilets have now got lady bins in them.
I know, yeah.
Why?
Well, the thing is, they're starting to do away with male and female toilets, aren't they?
Mm.
And they're going to have, like, unisex toilets.
I think this is sexist to say men in black suits, because we're assuming their gender. They came to get this.
Could we say it's quite racist as well?
Yeah, but we could also say people in black. Let's do this.
Yeah.
We're assuming their gender. We don't want to do that. It might be they, them. They recorded its date, left no interest in it. Soon after it appeared, the mysterious arcade game vanished without warning. Why would you warn anyone it was going to go as well? Like, I've never been. Yeah,
game's going.
I've never been to an arcade and it's got big warning signs. Warning last week of this game. Yeah, this one's going next week. Oh, I better play it now then.
I've never heard of it, so I don't know if there's any warning.
Taken by the men in black suits, leaving no record of its existence. Then it says, that's the story, at least. This legend is one of the big unsolved mysteries of the gaming world. Is there many, then, is there?
Great story.
Is there loads of unsolved mysteries of the gaming world? Do you know about that?
Yeah. Apparently, there's 6 games that are of conspiracy, apparently.
6 games of conspiracy? What does that even mean?
Yeah. Basically, there's 6 games that apparently existed that haven't. Or have things that say they do things to people to play them.
Like, my biggest conspiracy and biggest mystery of the arcade game world is, why did I bother playing some of the games I played as a kid? They were absolutely shit.
Yeah, like,
I'd sit there for hours playing these shit games.
Yeah, but that's the tech.
Horace Ghost Scheme.
Yeah. Did you ever play Moon Patrol on the Atari?
Yes, yep.
I loved Moon Patrol.
Why did I love it? Yeah, why? It was terrible. Yeah. Manic
like,
Miner.
All it was is, yeah. Pele Soccer.
Pele was like a stick. Pele was the only player on the pitch.
Yeah.
Right, it's since become an urban legend on gaming conspiracy websites and the internet. Horror wiki creepy pasta. That's the thing. And like all good stories, it's kept alive by fans. So let's just delve in to see if this is true or not, right? It's uncertain just how far the Polybius tale goes, but the earliest known discussion of it is thought to be from 1998, when a mysterious description appeared on the vintage gaming website coinop.org. The current entry for Polybius states that the game had very limited release, one or two backwater arcades in the suburb of Portland. And according to rumors, it was developed by some kind of weird military tech offshoot group and used some kind of proprietary behavior modification algorithms developed for the CIA. It's always the CIA.
They've
got technology 60 years newer than what we've got. We'll get it in 60 years.
I don't really want it, to be honest.
So
that means we should, in about 20 years, we should get Polybius then, if that was their technology from 1981. I'm not looking forward to a load of triangles and dots on a screen. I can't wait for that in me fucking twilight years, can I?
Do you remember that? They're saying in Area 51 that they've got technology there that surpasses anything that we've got. We'll bring it out then.
And they say that all the time. Wouldn't it be shit to work in Area 48?
I know, yeah.
Like 51 is the one anyone gives a shit about. Say, where'd you work? Our military base somewhere in the desert, don't I? Oh, really? 51? Oh, no, 47.
Do you reckon it's a promotion? Every promotion, you start from Area 1.
Do you reckon 51 is the final boss one? Like you've now made it in the CIA or whatever it is.
Yeah. So Area 1, right, is your janitor and you're just cleaning the toilets.
Janitor.
Area 2 is the coffee lounge. You're now serving coffees.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit of a bumper.
Who are they serving it to? If they work at Area 2 and everyone's serving coffees. Is it just a load of people walking around with trays of coffee giving them to each other? Like that. It's no one else there.
So everyone has to get drive back to Area 2 for their coffee.
All right, got you.
Area 3 is
not much of a promotion then, is it? Surely the people from Area 2 would be delivering the coffees to the other areas.
Well, back then there was no such thing as Uber delivery, so...
Yeah, I know, but you're making the people at the higher positions in Area 40, late 40s and 50s, walk all the way to 2 to get their own drink. Surely the fucking mugs at 2 should be walking them to them.
No, they've still got to go and get their own fucking drinks, haven't they?
Well, that's not much of a promotion, is it? You got promoted to 51. Oh, great. Well, do I get to work on top take your stuff? No, you get to walk through the desert to Area 2 to get a drink. No, I don't want to do that then.
Do you reckon there's a upper level to Area 51?
Yes.
Area 51B.
Yeah, 51A in brackets.
Yeah. You're a pair of pricks.
Yeah, it's essentially the Wheelstone Raiders way of telling us to get on with this. Yeah. Right, the 1998 post was shared with others in 2000 on a precursor to internet forums called Usenet. I wasn't even on the internet until late 2000.
98, I first got on
it. Yeah, you had a Yahoo chat, Apple's Adam.
Yeah. Apple said them, yeah.
And seemingly sparked further lore about the game. By 2003, it appeared on a list of urban legends in GamePro magazine. In coinup.org's comments section in 2006, someone by the name of Stephen Roach added to the story. It was created by a company he and a few other naive programmers began called Sinnel Slossom.
Sinnel Slossom? Yeah. Das ist gut, ja.
Yeah, that's all I can say in German as well, Lee.
Yeah. I've actually got the meaning of that as well.
You know what I can say.
So Sinnersloschen.
Yeah.
So that actually means sense erase. So polybios means many lives, and Sinnersloschen, sloshy, means sense erase.
Don't affect my wages.
Yeah. Don't affect mine either.
That's a good bit of research. I did not know that though.
Yeah, see?
I'm quite surprised that you found that out. That's what 10 minutes does for you.
That's what 10 minutes does, mate. Don't overload the brain. I can't overload it. My brain has probably got less megabytes than polybios.
Your brain's underloaded. They were hired by a separate South American company. Why don't I just say Mexican then? Because the rest of South America don't really exist, does it? Let's be honest.
Do you reckon they went out to him and went, essay?
What, they wrote him an essay?
Essay, could you do this game for me? Eh?
What the fuck? You've turned into Razor Ramon. It's an oil machismo.
Yeah. Tres.
Oh dear, Lee, harking back to how he used to order a Coke in Tenerife, by the way, for those of you that didn't get that, which would be everybody, because no one else was there, other than us. Lee attempted Spanish a few times when we was in Tenerife a few many, many years ago. They were hired by a separate South American company to do the work, he claimed, and they were merely in over their heads with the advanced, accidentally dangerous graphics. Advanced! They were literally triangles on a screen. It was not advanced. There's the home screen of Polybius.
Over their head.
That's because they made the cabinet too high and the kids were too young to play it. So it was over their head, the game. They're just like playing up here. Couldn't even see the screen.
Bunch of midgets.
You can't say midgets anymore.
Oh, yeah. Little people.
In response, coinop.org amended its entry into, is this what you're talking about? The entries on Wikipedia in 2009 with a rebuttal saying Stephen Roach is full of himself. Well, we're all full of ourselves. We're not full of other people, are we, to be honest? No. You cut your stomach open.
You're so full of yourself, I know.
You cut your stomach open. You're not going to find a different person inside, are you? He's full of Mike, him over there. That's Steve over there. He's full of Mike. What do you mean? That doesn't make any sense. Everyone's full of themselves. The response claimed staff were planning to sort it all out by flying to the Ukraine. Well, it's not called the Ukraine anyway. It's called Ukraine. Stay tuned. As with most legends, the details are evasive. No one even has a copy of the original Polybius game file, which are often found and shared by vintage game lovers. So no one can agree on what the game was actually like. Was it a puzzle game or a shooter game? What type of graphics did it use? There's Tempest there. I don't even know what Tempest was. But that was the graphics of Tempest.
Yeah.
Which just looks like the graphics of every other game of that time to me. Just lines and
I remember when we got our
black
first
background.
Atari, an Atari 800. But before that, I had a Tandy. But after Tandy
was a thing.
Yeah, Tandy computer. Yeah,
I remember the shop. I just don't remember it being
there. I had a computer Tandy. I had a Tandy, Atari, Commodore, and Amiga. When it got the Amiga was just an upgrade in graphics. I remember the game we got with it was Formula One.
Oh god,
that was amazing. Loved it.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
That's right, ladies.
They did that phlegming all in their face. Can you imagine if the Wheelstone Raider was also a Scouser? The nightmare that would be speaking like that with a Scouse accent.
Talking about Scousers, Jamie Carragher quickly going off subject.
Yeah.
Did you see where he upset Malik Scott's missus?
No.
So he does Champions League for the American sports TV, doesn't he? And was it NBC or something like that? Yeah. And he upset Kate Abdo, and she's married to Deontay Wilder's.
All right.
Trainer Malik Scott, and Malik Scott come out on social media threatening Jamie Carragher, and
that's odd, isn't it?
Malik Scott, you weren't exactly a great boxer yourself. Jamie Carragher does boxing himself, probably can knock you out.
Does he?
Yeah. Malik Scott, you just made the list.
Get him on there.
Yeah.
That little side note there. Right. So where was I here? Polybius, or at least a simulation fan. Yeah, I know. I haven't got that button anymore. So I don't even know where you are. At least the simulation fans have made the legendary game was as disorientating and confusing. It like my reading at the moment. I don't know. I'm confused at what I'm even saying. Why can't I read
Shana.
This?
Shana.
In its colourful geometric shapes, bent and fold from a centre portal like some kind of digital acid trip. If you're prone to seizures, the simulation may actually trigger them. According to legend, the intense combination of vector or raster graphics. What, there was like some Rastafarian in this game, was there?
Dreadlocks.
Yeah, graphics in Polybius, which was supposed to be impossible, at least back in 1981. Impossible. Made the mind susceptible to subliminal messages from the US government. It wasn't impossible because they're 60 years ahead of us with technology. We've got to remember this, right? While details about the game are ambiguous, its story has roots. What, Levi Roots? He was the bloke that was in there then, the Rastafarian.
Yeah, that's right, it's Rasta. Yeah.
Just a few decades before Polybius supposedly terrorized Oregon gamers, the government really was testing unwitting suspects on MKUltra. We've already covered the MKUltra malarkey. There it all is there. Many MKUltra subjects did not know they were part of the tests, all designed to explore brainwashing and confession techniques. Despite an attempted cover-up, 2,000 documents were revealed in 1977, and more information was declassified in 2001, showing over 185 researchers and 80 institutes participating in the experiments, with mind control resulting in terrible effects on the research subjects. Reports of injuries from video games actually happened too, though from entirely different and real arcade games. A newspaper from the Portland area. So this is where the myth or the actual story, whether it's a myth or not, is debatable still to this day by people on the net of it now. A newspaper from the Portland area reports that a 12-year-old boy named Brian Mauro got sick after drinking Coca-Cola and playing Asteroids for 28 hours. So that would just happen, yeah, wouldn't it?
No wonder he got sick to drinking all that Coca-Cola.
If he drank Coke continuously for 28 hours, he would have exploded, yeah, wouldn't he? Hmm. Especially if you put the Mentos in his mouth or whatever it was.
Yeah, Mentos. Well, the thing is, if he's drinking Coke all that time, back in the day, it was lined with cocaine, wasn't it? That's where the Coca-Cola
came from. Not in 81, was it?
Yeah, I reckon so, yeah.
You go back like it was caveman times, 81, wasn't that long ago.
81 really was caveman times. So it was like, how long ago was that? 43 years ago.
I lived in a cave at the time, so that probably was. Yeah. An arcade representative said they were massaging his hands to keep the kid going.
There was a bit of paedophilia going on there. Can we say that?
Probably. Another boy at the same arcade on the same day experienced a seizure from Atari's game Tempest, a puzzle game with fast-paced, disorientated graphics that Polybius is frequently compared to. Even the government video game connection is real. So this is what's happened here. So that's what they're claiming is the true story. That so this guy was drinking Coke and playing Asteroids for 28 hours. The other guy was playing Tempest. They both got ill and whatever. But because those two stories came out of Oregon, that's where the beginnings of they was playing Polybius came from.
Do you reckon Polybius was a game that nobody ever played? So they put it in there, lasted a week, and I thought, it's like that as shit.
Do you reckon if you just got a Polybius, you know, what do you call it, like a cabinet, and put it in an arcade now, people would play it just to see?
It's amongst gamers, mate. It's an urban legend.
It's almost like the Halloween 3 someone was mentioning in the Patreon chat. It's like the Halloween 3, like you put the mask on, watch the little thing on the TV.
Yeah.
Do day to Halloween, Halloween, that shit. And you get like possessed or whatever. Yeah. So that's what they're claiming this Polybius was. I've just seen an arcade of Altered Beast there. Do you remember that?
Loved that. I had that on my phone.
I had it on my Mega Drive. It was the game you got with it.
I had that on the Mega Drive. But a couple of years ago, I actually downloaded that on the Sega emulator on my phone.
Oh, God. Power up. That was it, wasn't it? What's more, shady arcade owners sometimes dabbled in illegal gambling, so the FBI may have been actually walking around arcades checking machines for evidence. Why would they just check one machine for evidence, though, to be fair? Combine all that with the existence of the short-lived 1985 game Polyplay, an eight-game arcade cabinet that was recalled, possibly according to Skeptoid, for copyright concerns. And you have a pretty solid foundation for a massive urban legend. The name Polybius could have been a misconstrued version of Polyplay, or an intentional reference to a ciphering system of Greek historian named Polybius, born around 200 BCE. What does that mean? Yeah.
What does the E mean? I know before Christ.
I thought BCE was mad cow's disease myself. Polybius may not exist, but that hasn't stopped the story from capturing the imaginations of gamers. How do you capture someone's imagination? Just imagination, going over there, get the net out, catch it over there. The Last Starfighter, a 1984 movie in which a man in black recruits a teen for his epic video game skills, might have been influenced by or influenced the legend. That does happen a lot, doesn't it? Like lots of people that think we're on a flat earth, reference the Truman Show. Lots of people that think we're in a simulation, reference the Matrix. And that's where they get their idea from. Like, if those films didn't exist, those theories probably wouldn't exist.
No. When you look at this game on Google, it literally gives you fuck all. It just gives you...
Oh, yeah. Because no one's ever seen it.
I know, yeah.
Other than the men in black that didn't take any money. Those machines must be bursting at the seams with coins now, then.
I know, yeah. Apparently, there's one machine that they think it could be real.
Yeah.
But...
Put it up on a website. A 2006 Simpson episode called Please Homer Don't Hammer 'Em shows Bart next to a Polybius cabinet, the property of the US government, stamped on the front. Yeah, but that's just a little... That's 2006. That's not the Simpsons predicting the future of 1981, is it?
No. But the thing is, why do Simpsons always get hold of this information?
Yeah.
It's like really strange. It's like anything that...
I think like, the what's his name? Matt Groening is obviously a bit of a fucking geek, isn't he? That's constantly in between porn sites. It's constantly looking around.
But the thing is, it's predicted a lot, mate. It's predicted a lot.
Has it though?
I think it has.
I'm not sure. Like when you actually research it, I think a lot of the episodes are after the fact and people just pretend they're before the fact to make it sound more interesting. But yeah, I don't know.
That's more likely, like on most of them. But it's, I don't know. It's just really strange.
A series called Doomsday Arcade by Escapist Magazine is based on it. Blister Declassified, a three-part series that was supposedly featured on Polybius, was cancelled before the third installment could be released. There's even a T-shirt. And in 2015, a Kickstarter campaign for a Polybius documentary was in the works, but unfortunately didn't get the necessary funding. How much funding do you need? No channel wanted to put it on. Hang on, there's some 666 stuff here. Polybius never seems to completely go away. Some online members of the Vintage Arcade Preservation Society claim to own it. One lists the serial number as 666. The serial number of Polybius was 666. Photos of unknown origin of its screen and cabinet bounce around the internet as proof that it exists. And every now and then, a supposed sighting of the cabinet shows up. What do you mean, supposed sighting? There it is. Yeah. It's running across the road, Polybius.
That's what I was about to say. It's got legs as it just travel around on its own and it inconspicuously.
Imagine
like,
if you was out in like the American woods looking for Bigfoot and found Polybius.
Just start peering through
just
trees.
Just sitting there, looking around the tree. Yeah. There it is. Let's check it's the real one. Think. That's it. That's the real one. A bar in Brooklyn called Barcade created a Polybius cabinet for Halloween 2012. And it was the end of the world then. And it was so convincing that an Instagram post of it attracted believers and investigators. User Broyo Mofo wrote a comment saying, please tell me that you didn't activate the machine and was simply a gag decoration for some sort of party. I'd play Polybius just to prove it was twaddle.
Yeah, I would as well.
And added that they'd played the original game, suffered a seizure and become addicted to the point that I kept playing. This person's clearly lying. So this... This Broyo Mofo is claiming that he attempted suicide because he was this bloke sounds like a bullshit. There's the cabinet there. For Polybius, I'm assuming that that was getting delivered to this pub or this bar. And I bet that that game didn't even switch on and there was no game on it at all. They've literally took that design from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Polybius. See you next Halloween. So that's when it was getting taken away. A few days ago, Craigslist and ad in Los Angeles advertised a Polybius cabinet for sale. This time, though, the culprit was a prop house for Sony Pictures, which made the cabinets for a movie that was never made. The cabinet has an engraved plaque labeled it property of the US government. In an email, Andreas Kratke, who was listing the prop, told me that Polybius' machine was dressed up to resemble all aspects of the myth. They clearly took care to satisfy the nerdism of the gamer community regarding the myth of this game. Since posting, the listener has got multiple emails commenting on its worth and rarity. This post has become something like a crystallization point for the imaginations of the game, Kratky added. While many believed it to be an urban legend or hoax, the story of Polybius still has people searching for the one thing that keeps it just out of arm's reach from fact, hard evidence. It's likely they'll keep looking for years to come. There you go.
There's been people put up like pictures of the Polybius motherboard to the arcade machine.
Motherboard? So, it's UFO.
Yeah, so like all the circuits, and on one circuit it says Polybius on it, and I'm thinking to myself, that is absolute bollocks.
Yeah.
Like, if you was to sell that, people see if it's something of interest. So if you're an avid gamer or collector, and you see that, and you truly believe that the Polybius game existed, and you see that motherboard up on an auction site, and you had the money, you would buy it. So someone would coin in so much money from that,
just from a fake cabinet. Like, it makes you feel like, how much money would it cost me to create that cabinet? If I just get someone that does it, pay them, get them to put that logo of Polybius on the top of it, the game doesn't have to work. And I could probably double my money flogging it to some bell end.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's people out there there's people out there that truly believe that this game exists.
I mean... Would I be surprised if it, because they was doing MK Ultra and they was doing all this other shit, like that they would try to create a game that would mind control kids? But what would be the point in making them commit suicide? Like, surely the whole idea of MK Ultra was to get people to do things without knowing they're doing it.
Yeah,
not kill themselves.
Well, the thing is, the FBI used to put cameras in arcade machines because a lot of drug dealing used to go on in arcades.
Yeah, but not in 1981. They wouldn't have had cameras in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the technology is 60 years advanced, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Little pin.
Do you reckon if it's 60 years in advance, they would have brought out Super Mario, like, back then? People would have gone, fuck it, hell, mate.
Like, now it's Super Mario. In 81, it was shit Mario.
Well, I know, yeah. What's it? It was just Mario Bros.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
None of the other characters.
I played the earlier game. No, I played the earlier game, and it's like, don't get me wrong, I love all the earlier games, like Street Fighter, Super Mario. I love all those games. And I did actually get like an emulator for Christmas, but it's that wank, it kept crashing, so I sent it back.
Yeah, I remember you moaning about that at Christmas. Yeah. With the New Year's show, you're like, you're fucking shit and all this.
To get a decent one, you have to spend like £200-300 on it.
Yeah.
Or just buy every retro console out there that has in games on. But you'll have to keep changing the console.
Yeah.
Do TVs have aerial sockets in these days?
I don't think so.
So how could you play like on your new Sony flat screen? How can you play your Super Nintendo? You'd have to get a normal old school TV.
Yeah, you would. Well, that's why you get your emulator, isn't it? Because then you just plug in the HDMI and it works. Yeah. But you can't. Yeah. I don't think they've still got aerial. Maybe they have. You can probably get some adapter that plugs into the HDMI with the other aerial thing on the other end that you can use that way.
I've got a funny story. When I was a kid, we used to rent our TV. Remember Radio Reynolds?
Yes.
Yeah, we used to rent our TV.
God, you were poor.
Yeah, we're really poor.
We never rented anything. We always owned stuff. I didn't think we had any fucking money.
Oh, mate, we were poor. And I remember I had my Sega, and I was trying to plug it into the back of the telly, like the aerial, and I must have grabbed the TV cable, and it had a little tear in it, and the wires were bare.
Yeah,
I didn't know that, so I've grabbed it, and all of a sudden my whole body's kind of like just like gone all tense, and I've gone all tingly and everything. I can only imagine it was seconds, right?
Yeah,
and all of a sudden it threw me back in the living room. I was in the living room on my own. My mum was downstairs in the kitchen, and I went downstairs and I went to my mum Mum, I think I've just been electrocuted.
Do you actually got thrown back? Because I've had the thing where my whole body gets electrocuted before, but no, I didn't actually get thrown anywhere.
Yeah, when I say thrown back, it didn't throw me back like feet. It threw me back a couple of inches. And my mum went upstairs. She checked the back of the TV, and it was like the cable was bare. We didn't even have a house phone back in them days, so we couldn't even call Radio Rental. So my mum's got – I think it was in Basildon Town Centre at the time, Radio Rental.
Yeah, it was.
Near the Icelands or
something
like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember she went up there and had a go at the fucking geezer behind the counter saying, oh, my son could have killed my son, blah, 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 and everything. And I think they gave us the telly for free for a month.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So you saved about £4.50.
Yeah, that's right. We also had a TV with a 50p meter in as well.
Oh, did you? I've had them in Spain and stuff on holidays where you have to put the washers in there, the old pesetas in the TV to keep it going. Pateta. So what's our final verdict on this Polybius then? Do you believe it was a real thing?
No, I don't think it was. I think, again, it's something like I would say with the old, what's that thing where people, it's mismemory.
Oh, it's the Mandela effect.
It's misremembering. I don't think I think other games existed. Well, I do know other games existed, like Bubbles. You had Tempest, Pac-Man, and everything. All the games like that. Mm. I think people just it's an urban myth. There's never been a game.
There's no evidence of it for it to only be in two arcades in Portland, Oregon, and also at the same time, two gamers in that area got ill from playing games. Someone's obviously started this rumor that they was playing that Polybius, and like this, for it to go from 1981 to 1998 without a mention means to me it didn't exist.
Mm. Well, the thing is, it's like you can actually look up the all the arcade like it's called an arcade directory where you can, it's got a list of every arcade game that's ever been out in the arcades, and Polybius doesn't get a mention. It's never existed.
You mean Polybius?
You just unmade the list.
It didn't even get on the list.
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Polybius shouldn't go on my list.
You just made the list.
They're on there for being a pedo, apparently. That's what the list originally was about.
It was, wasn't it?
That don't make any sense, does it, Lee?
It is cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, that's what our fault.
China.
Right, I'm going to quickly touch on this topic here. So there's a bit of a sad news. I mean, not really for anyone that didn't know this person, but the mayor of Basildon has just died.
Really?
Last week. So my son got a Jack Petty award last year for like a few school kids get it every year for like achievements and whatever. And we went to go to the town gate, so he got this award. And it was presented to him by the mayor of Basildon.
Mm.
And I can't,
what
you know,
was his name, the mayor of Basildon?
I can't actually remember. They just introduced him as the mayor of Basildon. But it's if you look up the mayor of Basildon, you Google it. It's on there, but he's just died at 37 years old.
Jesus.
Of stomach cancer that he literally didn't know he had until he went to the hospital with a bellyache, and then they said it's stage 4 stomach cancer, and within a month he was gone.
Luke McKenzie.
Yeah, but this leads me on to this article that I was reading this week, and please do not mention what you're going to think, Leigh, about this.
Mm. Yeah.
Because this is probably going on YouTube. But they are saying they've got no explanation for the sudden rise in under 40s cancer, terminal cancer diagnosis, and how quickly, like this so-called turbo cancer, how quickly it's just, you know, it's going undetected until it's uncurable kind of thing. And this is what made me think of this Basildon mayor, because I kind of knew him. And the article, I'll let you guess what they're blaming it on.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't guess what you think it is.
No, I won't. No.
What do you think that they would say it is?
Did he drink a lot of beer? That was,
well, it's not him, like, but but in general, young people getting terminal cancers at all-time high over the last few years. What are they blaming it on? You'll never get it, but I'd like to hear some of your
eating Yorkie bars.
Put it this way, no answer will sound ridiculous compared to the actual answer. So just fire away.
Pollution.
That would be a sensible answer. No.
Yeah. Climate change.
That would be even more sensible than the actual answer. Keep going. Think of the most ridiculous thing you could possibly think of blaming anything on.
I want to say it, but I don't think I can.
You can't say the that.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But we're not allowed to say that.
No, we're not allowed to say.
Everyone listening will know what we're alluding to.
What are they blaming?
Three things. Two of them fairly reasonable, but not no.
Mm.
So the first one is alcohol.
Yeah.
The second one is ultra-processed foods.
Mm.
But just in the last few years. The third one is oral sex.
Really?
Yep, they're blaming it on oral sex. So, stop. If you're out there and you're into a bit of oral.
Yeah. Stop giving blowies.
If you're a bit of a slag, stop sucking cock. It could be terminal for you. According to
either male or female.
It's as ridiculous as last year when they said that the clocks going forward causes heart attacks. And the clocks have just gone forward. Yeah. And the other, that so last week,
it was technically 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, yeah. Last week, they said that a crack, if you sleep with a crack in the curtain, it doubles your risk of a stroke.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you find all this information?
People just post it on the Book of Face and whatever, and I go and check the authenticity of it. It's always from a mainstream newspaper, and so it's got quotes from medical people and shit.
So in hospitals with strokes, so in the ward, the stroke ward, do you reckon they have like non-cracked curtains?
Yeah.
Just to lower
the imagine you like you got your bed and you got your curtain around your bed. But it's light anyway, because they never turn the lights off in hospital. Yeah. And you go to the nurse, can you shut the curtains, please? Don't want a stroke while I'm in here. Yeah, but you're only five. You're only in here for appendicitis. I say, I'll have a stroke unless you shut them. They said it in the paper.
China.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd say this.
So what are you babbling about?
Right. So, going to mention again, the Royal Family is going out on the Patreon. We are going to jump to the Patreon in about 2 minutes to record the after show, which is going to be about Easter and the history of Easter. Please go subscribe and follow the Daily What. There's no charge on that. I ain't doing that. Yeah, it's free. Just go look on Spotify, wherever you are. It's the Daily What. It's just a show that I do occasionally. It is not daily.
Crisis.
Yeah. And thank you for everyone that has. Oh, Sky Bet notifications. I think Arsenal's on later, aren't they? I think I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, Arsenal Man City. Isn't it?
Hopefully you've enjoyed the Polybius. Please do feedback on this show if you think we're wrong about anything we've assumed or said here or anything we've missed. I don't think we've missed anything. Not after Lee's thorough 10 minutes of research that's turned out to be more than mine. We're going to go and do the history of Easter. Now we'll see you next time for another show. I've got some good ideas. We've been getting good. Please keep sending me your ideas. I will try to get around to all of them eventually. So don't feel like you're overloading me with ideas. Every idea that anyone sent me, it's in there. I generally write them down and I'll have a look and see which ones we can do. There's a few things that I've thought of as well that we can do in the recent weeks coming up. But for now, we're going to jump over to Patreon now to record the end of show, the Easter, what was it called? The Strange But True History of Easter. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Adios for now. Say it in Australian.
CLA, flaming mongrels. I was about to say good day then.
I was about to press the button then.
You have been listening to Whatcast. Follow and contact us on the Twitter, the Book of Face, and the Gram of Insta at Whatcast with a K.